Which brings us, by the way, to our Goodbye America heads up.
And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, there'll be bidding America goodbye.
What's interesting about that audio is that there are some people who actually understand why they voted for Obama. I mean, they're wrong, but at least they have some clue as to what it is that they were thinking. Something motivated them to actually do it. But I'll tell you what, my theory is that the average Romney voter knew exactly why they were in the voting booth. They may not have thought that Romney was the ideal candidate, but he was at least a good man. And on top of that, he would have been better than Obama. Because anything is better than Obama. Just the fact that we would reelect this, I mean, he's not a failure. He's doing what he was sent to do, which is to bring the country down. And he'll do it, he'll attack us from every direction. We've elected the enemy. But just from the perspective of those who expected something in the way of job growth and whatever, I mean, this man had nothing to run on. Nothing. There wasn't one success this guy could point to. Not one. And it's funny, even health care. You know, 70% of the people don't want health care, and yet it was almost split amongst Obama voters, like something like 49 to 49. On Obamacare. That's interesting. But, you know, the bottom line here is that I think the average Romney voter knew exactly what it was that they were voting for. There was something that they wanted Romney to do or something they were hoping Romney would prevent. And that's what motivated him to stand in these lines and go there and vote. In record numbers, by the way. I'll bet you that not one out of ten Obama voters have any idea why they voted for Obama above and beyond. Well, you know, I mean, he's kind of like me, and I think he cares about me. I think he understands my plight. Of course, and that's ridiculous. He doesn't know who you are, and he doesn't care. And he shouldn't. He's an executive. So, but I mean, with that as background, let's run through a few possible scenarios here, okay? You're at work, and a guy you don't recognize walks across the warehouse floor and sticks a card in your face and says, "Hey, I'm from the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. We want you to sign this." "Well, why should I sign it?" "Well, so we can have a union here." "You know, well, I don't know if I want a union, because I don't know if I want to pay union dues. I'm pretty happy with my salary, and I like my working conditions. I don't think I want a union." "Oh, so wait a minute. Hold on a second. Are you the one that lives at 3562 Williams? Hey, how did you know that?" "Yeah, and your kids go to Willow Creek Elementary School, right?" "Hey, wait a minute. How do you know that?" "I'm just telling you. You know, so either you're for us or you're against us, right?" "Wait a minute. This isn't fair. What about free elections? What about elections where with a secret ballot?" "Oh, no. President Obama put all of his people from the union on the NLRB. We can do whatever we want now." "Oh, wait a minute. I didn't vote for that." "Yes, you did." Let's say you get a letter from the IRS. And the IRS says, "You know, we appreciate you paying your taxes, but you're $1,900 behind." "What?" So you call up the IRS, and the IRS lady says, "Yeah, you owe us $1,900. "What for?" "Well, that's the fine you have to pay." "Well, let's call it a tax, because the Supreme Court did. That's the tax you have to pay for not having health care." "Wait a minute. Well, I'm 20 years old. I don't want to spend my disposable income on health care." "Well, I'm sorry, but if you don't want to buy the health care, that's fine. But you owe us $1,900, and if you don't pay it, you can be fined up to $25,000. "Wait a minute. I didn't vote for that." "Yes, you did. Gasoline hit $6 a gallon." He asked the guy at the gas station, "What's up with that?" The answer is, well, limited supply, you know, Gulf of Mexico, Keystone Pipeline and all that. And the offshore leases, they're gone. And now we have a carbon tax to prevent global warming. Wait a minute, I didn't vote for that. Yes, you did. Your electric bill goes from $120 a month to $350 a month. Why? Fewer power plants. You know, coal, the war on coal, and, don't forget, the new carbon tax to prevent climate change. Wait a minute. I didn't vote for that. Yes, you did. Your heating bill doubles. Oh, wait a minute. What's up with this now? Well, the permitting process for gas fracking has been taken from the states, just like with coal, and returned to the federal government. And they're limiting fracking severely. Because if they don't, see, the price of gas will drop so low that windmills and solar panels won't be competitive. And plus, there's that new carbon tax, you know, to prevent climate change. Wait a minute, I didn't vote for that. Yes, you did. Hey, the supermarket prices. Have you seen the price of food? Well, higher prices on diesel fuel. Those big trucks, you know, the trucks and trains, they bring all that fresh food in. And, of course, let's not forget the carbon tax to prevent global warming. Wait a minute, I didn't vote for that. Yes, you did. Hey, what's up with my paycheck? Wait a minute, hold on a second. Look, did I get a pay cut? No. No, you just have to pay a lot of taxes because, after all, you have universal health care now. Wait a minute, I thought it was free. I didn't vote for that. Yes, you did. Hold on a second here. My doctor tells me that Obamacare is not going to pay for my bypass. I thought I had health care. Well, you do, subject to certain terms and conditions. Says here, you have a history of smoking, and you're going to be 70 years old next month. And we can't get you a bypass for 6 months, so you'll be 70 years old by the time you'll be eligible for the bypass. But you have a history of smoking, and that combined with your age puts you out of the envelope for a bypass operation paid for with the limited resources of our healthcare system here in America. Well, what am I going to do? You're going to die. I didn't vote for that. Yes, you did.
And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, there'll be